大家中间，我记得刚刚林长老讲到，我在这个到这个教会是在1年半之前的时候，我太太是怀孕3个月，现在小孩出来已经1岁，就在后面。所以今天，昨天的时候，我们三家人从洛杉矶开上来，也同时也谢谢大家的昨天晚上的接待，盛情的接待。
I'm very glad that as John mentioned, I came here about 1.5 years ago. At the time, my wife was pregnant for about 3 months, so my kids now is 1 year old. So I'm very glad that they're behind there, and we have a couple families came with us this week. We are very appreciated the hospitality of the church who accommodated us yesterday.
也很感恩在校园施工上。海外校园跟这个教会有很多的连结。
We also give thanks to God for that we have connections in serving God, especially in on the campus together.
好，那我今天分享的经文是在加拉太书的第1章第6节到第10节。我分享的主题是做一个以福音为中心的基督徒。
So the passage I picked today is from Galatians chapter 1, verse 6 through 10. The theme is around how to be a Christian that centers around the gospel.
我们大家再同声的来朗读一遍好吗？
Shall we read the passage together?
好，第六节，我稀奇你们这么快离开那借着基督之恩招你们的。去从别的福音，那并不是福音。不过有些人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音更改了。但无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们，与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被咒诅。我已经说了，现在又说，若有人传福音给你们，与你们所领受的不同，他就应当被咒诅。我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？我岂是讨人的喜欢吗？若人就讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的主耶稣，谢谢你在清晨的时候，在主日的第一日就把你的话语赐给我们。
We give thanks to you. Give us your words on the first day of the week in the morning.
主啊，求你借着你的话语向我们发出你的亮光。
May you shine the light into our life through your words.
主啊，也求你让孩子成为你话语的管道，按着正义来分解你的道。
Yeah, may you also let me be the channel of your words and explaining the words according to the truth.
现在求你亲自用你的话语来亲自带对我们来说话。
May you speak to us in person through your own words.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，第六节。
So verse 6.
第六节，保罗在第六节说，我稀奇你们这么快离开那接着基督之恩召你们的。去从别的福音。
So verse 6 says, I'm astonished that you were so quickly deserting the one who called you by the grace of Christ and turning to the different gospel.
所以在这里保罗讲到一个保罗的一个词，他说保罗的一个情感，他说他稀奇，保罗稀奇。那问大家说他保罗稀奇什么？
So Paul used a word to describe his mood here. He used the word astonished. What is he astonishing about?
保罗稀奇加拉太人竟然这么快就离开了那起初他们领受的福音。
So he was astonished because the Galatians, they turned away from the gospel so quickly.
所以一般来说我们会对什么事产生稀奇。
So how do we usually feel amazed or astonished?
稀奇往往是因为产生了一些不太寻常的事情
usually,
或者是现象而产生的一种感觉。
Usually it is a reaction toward things that are unusual or special.
当耶稣让哑巴说话，残疾的痊愈，瘸子行走，瞎眼的得看见，众人看见了，他们就稀奇。
So in
In the Bible, we see that when Jesus made the mute speaking and also the crippled well, and also lame walking, blind seeing, people feel astonished in the Bible.
不寻常的事情发生了，没有见过的事情发生了。
So,
稀奇。
People feel astonished, amazed when they see things unusual happened, and also they see things have never seen before. So people feel astonished.
所以保罗在这里稀奇一件事情，就是加拉太教会的人，他所创立的教会，竟然离开了他所传的福音。
So Paul astonished the things here is about the Galatians. They turn away from the gospel being preached to them.
离开了呼召他们的上帝，离开了基督，离开了基督的恩典。
So they turned away from the calling, the God who calls them, and turned away from the Christ and also the grace of Christ.
大家在第六节的时候，他说离开，他说这么快离开，离开这个词在希腊文中指的是一个士兵逃离一个军营。
So, the word used here, leaving the gospel, is word in Greek here.Describing someone, a soldier deserting his post, run away from the camp.
逃离往往是偷偷的，悄无声息的，但逃离的结果，后果是非常严重的。如果被抓回的话，他就要被这个士兵就要被处死。
So fleeing, or deserting, usually you've done that in secret, but the consequence of being caught is quite severe. Could be punishable by death.
保罗稀奇，他们知道离开福音的后果是这么严重，但是他们竟然选择了离开。
Paul feel astonished because even though they know the consequences of a deserting gospel is very severe, but they nevertheless they chose to deserting this grace.
所以不仅仅如此，保罗还稀奇他们这么快速的离开。
Not only the fact that they're deserting the gospel, but also how quickly they turn away from it.
所以什么样的速度会让你稀奇？
So how fast, what kind of speed will make you wonder or feel amazed?
我最近看到一个新闻，就是特斯拉的创始人马斯克，他提出了一个概念，叫做全球一小时生活圈的这样的一个概念。
So recently I read an article by Elon Musk, who is a founder of this SpaceX,
SpaceX.
He promoted a concept of living in a 1 hour life around the world.
所以他要提出了一个速度，就是说从洛杉矶到上海，从登陆到上海只需要一个小时的时间。
So basically, his concept is from Los Angeles to Shanghai, you can have a flight to there within an hour.
所以你可以从早上离开洛杉矶，然后到上海浇个花，吃个饭，晚上就可以再次回到洛杉矶。
So basically, you can imagine that you will be able to leave Los Angeles in the morning, go to Shanghai, maybe water your garden, and then have a lunch, and then come back in the evening.
所以这个是一个这个加拉太人离开福音的这个速度，是一个让人稀奇的速度。
So this the time, the speed for the Galatians to turn away from this gospel.That is quite astonishing to Paul.
估计在保罗的传道的生涯当中，还没有碰到过，或者是没有见过他们这么快速的离开，那他们不应该离开的这样的一个福音。
So I suppose, or I imagine that in Paul's missionary life, he has not seen people turning away from gospel so quickly.
加拉太人很主动的，他们很快速的。逃离了赐给他们恩典的主，还有呼召他们的上帝。
So, Galatians, they run away from the Lord who gave them the grace and also the one who called them.
他们去随从假师傅所教导的律法主义的福音，用另外一个版本的福音来替代 保罗所传的真正的福音。
So they turned away and to follow those false teachers that who is teaching the laws and use another version of gospel to replace the gospel preached by Paul.
在第五章第四节的时候，保罗说他们从原本领受的恩典当中堕落了。
So in chapter 5, verse 4, Paul said this here, chapter 5, verse 4, they are being alienated from Christ and fallen away from grace.
所以你可以发现加拉太书是非常单刀直入的，他立刻就颂赞之后感恩之后就立刻就进到主题，就指出加拉太人所面对的问题。
So you can see that Paul in Galatians, the book of Galatians is very blunt. Right after the prayer, he went to pointed out the problem they have.
所以在面对福音的问题上面，加拉太人让保罗稀奇。
So in terms of the turning away gospel,the Galatians, they are very, to Paul, it's very astonishing to him.
实际上保罗是在讲一件事情，说我们千万不要低估我们自己偏离福音的这样的一个倾向。
So Paul is saying to us that we don't underestimate our inclination or tendency to turn away from the gospel.
加拉太人是得救的吗？
Are Galatians, were they saved?
他们是重生得救的基督徒吗？
Were they born again Christians?
保罗应该没有否定他们的得救，对吗？
I suppose Paul did not deny the fact that they were saved.
保罗在第六节和第八节提到，上帝的的确确是借着基督的知恩呼召了他们。第八节也说到，他们的确是领受了保罗的福音。
So, verse 6 and 8, we see that Paul described them, they indeed were called by the grace of God, and also they have accepted that gospel.
就是这样的一批人，但他们却以极其迅速的一个非常快的一个速度，从原来领受的纯正的福音上面偏离了。
It is...Truly, these group of people who have received the grace, but yet they turned away from it in such a fast, a quick manner.
一个有伟大的使徒保罗，一个名牧师，一个非常有名的宣教士所建立的这个教会，一个伟大的神学家所传的福音。加拉太人，加拉太的教会就是这么建立的，但是他们却偏离了。
Yeah, think about this Church of Galatians established by Paul. You can consider he be the great preacher, missionary, and also theologian. But nevertheless, the church, the Galatians, they turn away from such gospel.
所以以福音得救，甚至可能是有些有名的牧师带你信主的，神学家带你信主的，但并不自动保证你就是以福音为中心的。
So even if, even us, if we were led to Christ by some famous pastor, that is not guarantee that you will be live as a Christ, a gospel-centered life automatically.
绝对不要低估我们作为一个基督徒偏离福音的这样的一个倾向。
So do not underestimate the tendency for Christians to turn away from gospel.
其实新约，大家如果去看新约的话，新约的书信，包括耶稣基督的教导，许许多多都是在处理偏离福音之后所引起的问题，然后在处理问题的当中来再次确认福音。
So in the books of the New Testament, or even in the teaching of Jesus Christ, often they have to deal with people turning away from the gospel, and also the consequences or the issues caused by the turning away from the gospel. And also through dealing with such issues, the gospel is affirmed or confirmed again.
马丁路德有一句话，他说人的 default mode， 人的默认的模式，它就是偏离福音的。
So that's why Martin Luther said the default mode for the natural person is to turning away from the gospel.
今年实际上是教会历史上很重要的一个历史节点。今年是宗教改革五百年。
So this year is actually a very special time for Christian history because it is the 5 years anniversary for the Reformation.
五百年前，也就是1517年的10月31号，就上个月，在中国的话，相当于明朝。那时候有一个名人叫王守仁，刚好在江西剿灭一些的叛乱，这样的一个时间。
So, in Chinese history, 1517, October 31st, that is about the Ming Dynasty. There's a General Wang, at that time was basically put down the rebels in Jiangxi province in China.
马丁路德在德国的威登堡大教堂的门口贴上了95条论纲。
On the same day, Martin Luther posted that 95 theses in German on that Wittenberg church door.
之后呢，就这本册子就被当时盛行起来的印刷术印刷发行，所以迅速的传遍了德意志和整个的欧洲，从此拉开了宗教改革的序幕。
So, that printing technique at that time just been developed. So this 95 theses was quickly put into printing and become the starting point for the whole Reformation in the Europe.
所以为什么会称为 Reformation? 为什么会称为宗教改革？它到底是改革的是什么？
So why do we call the Reformation? What exactly been reformed?
它推翻的是什么？
What is trying to throw overthrown?
宗教改革推翻的是之前上千年的因行为称义的这样的一个福音。
So essentially is trying to throw away or overthrow the justification by works that wrong teaching for about 1,000 years before that.
宗教改革它的最大的贡献就是借着马丁路德，他重新发现了福音。
So the greatest contribution from Martin Luther is that his recent discovery of what gospel means.
那时候的教会公开贩卖赎罪券，以金钱换取上帝的赦罪。
At the time, church was selling the indulgence so that they can exchange their forgiveness with the money.
空有的一些礼仪积累了大量的产业，但是却产生了许许多多的道德的经济上面还有权力上面的腐败。
So the rituals and the great wealth of the church is causing the great corruptions in church.
教会离开福音那么久的时间，上千年的时间。
So the church had turned away from the gospel for almost 1,000 years.
所以在马丁路德的看法当中，他认为人心是有一个默认的模式，人心默认的服事就是靠行为或者是靠功德来称义。
So that's why Martin Luther have this belief that he believed in human heart there's a default mode that is to try to win the salvation with one's own work.
所以这样的一个 mode, 这样的一个模式在我们的心中是根深蒂固，甚至我们连我们这些相信福音的人也常常是固态附蒙。
So this justification by work, salvation by work, is deeply rooted in human's nature, and even for Christians who believed in Christ, sometimes this can rise up again in our heart.
也除非我们反复的、不断的、刻意的把我们的模式设定为福音的模式。
So unless we can reset this default mode to be a mode where gospel is the center of life.
所以不要低估偏离福音的一个倾向。
So never underestimate the inclination for people to turn away from the gospel.
实际上，什么时候我们灵性上的失败、情绪失控，或者人与人之间的冲突、缺乏喜乐、事工没有果效，实际上极有可能就是我们偏离福音的这样的一个结果。
So anytime when we see that we have a spiritual low or emotionally uncontrollable emotion, or there's a conflict, lack of joy, lack of effects in our work, we need to see whether that is due to our moving away from the gospel.
所以我们需要培育对偏离福音的敏锐的自我的觉察。
So we need to cultivate the sensitivity whenever we reflect upon ourselves, see whether we have moved away this gospel.
如果把我们的自我意识和是否偏离用这两个维度来做一个表格，分成四个象限的话。
So if we look at if we divide whether we are conscientious knowing that.We are moving away or turning away from gospel. We can see there are two dimensions to it.
所以，如果是纵向是自己知道，自己不知道，另外一个维度是没有偏离或者偏离，我们可以得出四个的组合。一个组合就是不知道自己没有偏离，知道自己没有偏离，知道自己偏离了，不知道自己偏离。
So if you say one dimension is that whether you know you don't know, and the other dimension is whether you have moving away from the gospel. You basically can divide that into four quadrants. So there are basically four different combinations. You know, you have moved away. You know you have not moved away. You don't know. You don't know you are with the gospel, and the fourth one, which is the worst one, is that you don't know that you are already turning away from the gospel.
所以哪一个是最理想的？
Which one is the best case?
知道自己没有偏离，或者是不知道自己没有偏离，这都不错。
As long as you are not.Turning away, whether you know it or not, it's probably both are good enough.
最可怕的是哪个象限呢？
What is the worst quadrant that to be in?
最能引起破坏性结果的是哪一个？
Which can cause the biggest destructions in spiritual life?
实际上，知道自己偏离还可以了，至少知道自己偏离了，那回归就行了。最可怕的是不知道自己偏离。
So even if you are turning away from gospel, if you know that, at least you have a chance to correct it. The worst case probably is that you don't even know that you have turned away from the gospel.
所以不知道自己偏离就是我们常常说的盲点。
So if you don't know you have already fallen away, that is what we call.The blind spot, is a blind spot.
所以我们是需要保持警觉。
So that's why we need to be alert all the time.
永远不要低估自己偏离福音的倾向，永远不要自动假设自己现在就是以福音为中心。
So we don't make these assumptions saying that I'm.Always be right and at the center. We are gospel centered.
好，或许那么或许你会问一个问题，那怎么样才能不偏离福音呢？或者说我怎么样以福音为中心呢
？Maybe then you ask a question: How can we not fallen away from this gospel?
Okay, 避免偏离福音或者做一个以福音为中心的基督徒。第一是要觉察自己是有偏离的倾向。第二，我们需要清晰的认识到底什么是福音。
So the first things we need to know is to know that we are away. Then secondly, we need to know what is the true gospel.
我们来看第六节到第九节。
So if we read verse 6 through 9,
加拉太人轻易地偏离了福音，他们不以福音为中心，去从了别的福音。
So the Galatians, they turned away from the gospel we received and to follow a different gospel.
保罗说，那并不是福音，只不过是有人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音更改了。
Paul said in verse 7, saying that's no gospel at all. It's just some people want to throw you into confusion.
第八节到第九节，实际上保罗是在说一件事情。那如果他们所传的福音与保罗所传的不同，那么传福音的这个人，无论他是什么身份，无论是天使，甚至包括他自己，就应当被咒诅。
So verse 8 and 9 is just about one thing, that is whoever preach a gospel that is not the same as the true gospel, then they ought to be condemned.
第七节到第九节，保罗否定了加拉太人所服从的这里所谓的别的福音。
So in verse 7 through 9, Paul denied what the so-called the other gospel is true.
同时也肯定了真正的那一个福音。
But also affirmed the original gospel that is the true gospel.
保罗在这里提到有四个点。第一点。
So Paul has mentioned that four points here.
第七节他说这个别的福音从本质上来说根本就不是福音。
So he is saying that this so-called another gospel, essentially or in essence, they are not gospel at all.
根本就不存在所谓的别的福音。
So in fact, you cannot even say they are just a different gospel because that kind of gospel doesn't even exist.
反过来说，保罗给我们一幅图像，好像是有一个真正的福音，它的真正的福音，它是有界限、有范围的，是清晰可辨别的。
So, from what Paul just said here, he's giving us a picture that saying that the gospel actually have a very clear boundary.
至于那些称为是福音的福音的这些别的非福音的福音是泾渭分明的。
So it has a clear boundary. That is can be distinguished from those so-called another gospel.
中间没有中间地带。
There is no gray area in between.
第二，这个个别的福音，这个别的福音，他说是一个更改的福音，是不纯正的福音，他要把基督的福音更改了。
So the other gospel that is being modified, they are not pure and they are changing the gospel of Christ.
也就是说福音的内容它是确定的。
So in other words, the content of gospel is a concrete, certain.
任何对这个确定的福音的更改或者是升级或者是迭代都是对福音的背叛。
So it is against the gospel if we change or try to upgrade or try to replace this original gospel.
第三，传福音的人不能否定福音它本身。
So even thirdly, even the person preaching the gospel cannot deny the gospel itself.
即使是有些人自称是这个使徒、大使徒、大牧师，甚至有许多的神迹奇事，但是他们无权来更改福音。
Even if people who can claim they are the great apostles or great preachers, accompanied by the great miracles, even those people, they have no right to change the gospel.
甚至保罗在这里说，即使是他自己，如果他自己后来所传的福音跟他先前从耶稣基督启示领受的福音有不同的话，他也自己也应当受咒诅。
So Paul here said that even he himself, if he is preaching, he is preaching a gospel that is different from what he received originally from Christ, then he will be judged the same way.
福音的信息、福音的内容大于福音的传播载体。
So the gospel, the content, the message, its superiority or the priority is far greater than the people who carries the message.
福音就是福音，任何传扬的人，他的本分是忠心的传扬这个福音。福音信息本身是检验真伪的唯一的标准。
So the gospel is the only criteria that judges, even including those people who preaches the gospel.
在这里我们也看到保罗两次用了咒诅这个很重的名词。
So here we see that Paul twice used the very severe word condemnation.
传扬别的福音的人会带来非常严重的后果。
The ones who preach a different gospel will have a severe consequences.
咒诅这个意思就是任何玩弄福音的人就是在确认自己要承受地狱的审判和刑罚。
Whoever play with this gospel is to surely have to bear the judgment of that of the consequences of being sent to hell by that judgment.
如果我们带有感情的去读保罗的，带入保罗的心境去读这段话的时候
，If we put ourselves in the shoes of God, the Paul,
我们可以看到保罗对福音的强烈的这样的一个坚持，保罗对福音的最最清晰的这样的一个定义。
So you can feel that how strongly Paul feels about the authenticity of the importance of authenticity of gospel and how important it is to insist upon it.
福音只有一个，福音是唯一的，福音是确定的。这个福音也被称为是基督的福音，是基督的。
So to Paul, there's only one gospel. It is the only the true things, and it is a sure things.And this gospel belongs to Christ alone.
其他的福音都不是福音，界限分明，中间并没有任何妥协的余地。福音只有一个。
And there's no other gospel which has a clear boundary from this true gospel. There's nothing to compromise about.
所以这样看来，加拉太人之所以如此迅速的离开福音，根本问题乃是对他们对福音的认识的模糊不清。
So the reason for Galatians to turn away from gospel.The basic problem is they do not understand the gospel. They only have a very vague understanding of gospel.
从而让这些去搅扰的人有机可乘，把他们带偏离。
So that they were able to be confused by those people who entice them to move away from the true gospel.
所以，做一个以福音为中心的基督徒。第一是不低估自己偏离福音的倾向，第二是真正清晰的知道福音到底是什么，福音不是什么。
So to be a gospel-centered Christian, the first thing we need to know is that to not underestimate the tendency for us to move away gospel. And secondly, we need to know what is and what is not our gospel.
OK, 那到底福音是什么呢
？So then, what exactly the gospel is?
圣经那么厚的一本圣经，它的主题是在讲什么？它的核心是在讲什么？大家觉得它主要的这个人物是谁
？So what do you think what is the theme or the main characters in this very thick Bible?
耶稣基督。那他做了什么事情
？So Christ is the center of the message, and what did he do?
我听到有人说救赎。
I heard the word salvation.
那他救赎什么样的人呢
？So what kind of people he saved?
是罪人是吗
？Or sinners?
所以福音它的意思，它的字面意思就是好消息嘛。
So the literally the good news gospel means good news.
是一个需要被宣扬，需要被每一个信主的人去宣扬的一个好消息。
So it is a good news that needs to be proclaimed by all the believers.
那这个宣扬的好消息到底是什么消息
？So exactly what's this good message about?
其实我们从上下文看，有一节经文可以清清楚楚的。让我们了解到底什么是福音，很简洁的，但不简单的来表达出福音。
So in the context of our what we read, there's a passage that can clearly and simply tell us what that message is.
哦，第四节，大家可以一起来读吗？
So let's read the verse 4 together.
第四节，
基
督
照
我们父神的旨意，为我们的罪舍己，要救我们脱离这罪恶的世代。所以刚刚大家讲的，在这里讲到福音，圣经的主题，也就是福音，它里面包括了三大的要素，三大核心的要素。第一个就是有基督，它的核心要素的第一个是基督，他道成肉身，成为人的样式，他为要完成父神的旨意。
So, in what we just read here, there are three different ingredients to. So the first one is Christ, who, according to the will of God, will die for us.
第二个，他就是我们的罪，也就是罪人。我们是罪人啊！罪的本质是对上帝的背叛，在于不信上帝。我们寻找自我的救赎。
So secondly, talks about we as sinners who are against God, who need this salvation.
那第三个，他就讲到要救我们脱离这罪恶的世代。前面也有讲到为我们的罪舍己，他的核心的动作是一个救赎。
So the central action is that for God to do this to save us from this sinful the evil world.
耶稣基督在十字架上为我们的罪钉在十字架上，他舍己。
So Jesus Christ was nailed to the cross and died for our sins.
其实福音有许许多多的表达方式，你看可能看过许许多多的版本。
So you may have seen different versions of gospels.
这个属灵的四定律。
Expressing the same idea like spiritual law, four spiritual laws.
三福。福音桥。
Like a gospel, the bridge of gospel.
福音有许许多多的不同的表述方式，保罗他也自己有许多不同的版本。
So there's many different ways to express the same gospel. Even Paul has various versions of it.
但你去观察发现的话，必定是要包括这三大要素。
But whichever version you choose, it always have these three different ingredients in it.
耶稣基督在路加福音十九章十节说：“人子来，为要寻找拯救失丧的人。”
So that's why in the book of Luke, Jesus says, The Son of Man come to seek those people who are fallen.
在这里有讲到人子，也就是讲到基督，有讲到罪人，就是失丧的人。他也讲到拯救，也就是讲到救赎。
So in that same verse, it talks about the Son of Man, which is God, which is Jesus Christ. It talks about the people. Then it talks about the action salvation.
实际上就像如果我们再往后看的话，就像保罗说的，保罗的福音是从耶稣基督启示而来的。保罗所传的福音跟耶稣基督的福音是同一个。
So, if you read, continue to read, the book of Galatians, you will see that it says that the gospel, from Paul is actually the gospel, from, Jesus Christ.
那这个福音是在说什么呢？他就讲到耶稣基督的这样的一个救赎是一个完全的救赎。
So it talks about the salvation from Christ is a complete salvation.
我们不需要在耶稣基督的救法之外，还要加入我们的努力，加入我们的功德，或者加入种种的仪式，就像加拉太人偏离福音所行。
So,Our salvation requires nothing from our own works, our merits, or any kind of rituals that we do.
我们不需要给上帝做什么或为上帝做什么，以至于让他来接纳我们。
We don't need to do something in order for God to accept us.
因着耶稣基督在十字架上的受死，我们已经得到了上帝的完全的接纳。
We were accepted.Through the work done by Christ on the cross.
上帝接纳了我们，如果我们 除了在耶稣基督之外增加任何其他的条件，那这样的一个救恩就不是福音。
So anything that want to add additional requirements to this salvation, that is not the gospel anymore.
好，问大家一个问题。
So let me ask you a question.
你觉得自己够好，以至于你可以称自己是基督徒或者是圣徒吗？
Do you think you are good enough so that you can claim you are a Christian?
你觉得自己够好吗？
Do you think you are good enough?
觉得够好的举下手。
Can you raise your hand if you think you are good enough to be a Christian?
其实这个问题是一个测试的一个问题。
Actually, this is a trick question.
许许多多的基督徒听到这个问题的时候
，Many Christians when they heard this question，
哦，好像我自己好像还不够好，我还没有资格来称自己是圣徒或者称自己是基督徒。
People may feel that while I'm not good enough, I cannot really call myself a saint, a Christian。
这里就混淆了一个前后的顺序。
Then we are actually confused the order of things in the gospel.
我们之所以成为基督徒或者是成为圣徒是因为耶稣基督的工作。
The reason we become a Christian, we can be a Christian or can be called saints, it is the because of work of Jesus Christ.
这个工作是完全的。
And that work is complete and has already been done.
不是我们自己够好，以至于我们可以被称为基督徒。
It is not because we are good enough so that we can be claimed or be called a Christian.
乃是因为基督完全的工作，所以我们可以坦然无惧、理直气壮地称呼自己是圣徒或者是基督徒。
We can call ourselves Christian or saints with confidence is because of the work of Christ.
所以加拉太人的矛盾在于，他们靠福音得生，以基督的恩典而得生，却想要以自己的努力去成全。
So the problem with Galatians, even they were born through the grace of Christ, but they were trying to add on to their work to complete such salvation.
所以保罗就勉励他们，既然以福音得生，就要以福音来成全。
So that's why Paul encouraged them or exalted them to make sure since they were born with this grace of gospel, they need to also make it complete through the same gospel.
所以这保罗在这段经文告诉我们只有一个真正的福音。
So in this passage, Paul tells us that there's only one true gospel.
只有一个救主。
There's only one savior.
只有一个救法。
There's only one way of salvation.
也只有一个活法。
There's only one way to live Christian life.
以福音开始，以福音贯穿。
Starting with the gospel and through and through.
我们生命的中心就是应该是以这个真正的、唯一的、完全的福音为中心。
So the center of our life ought to be the focus ought to be the gospel itself.
所以，以福音为中心的基督徒，第一个，我们是需要来，就是说，我们不要低估自己，实际上是会偏离福音的。第二个，如果不偏离的根本之道，乃是更多、更深，而且是更重要的是更清晰的认识福音本身。
So, for us to live.A gospel-centered life, the first thing we need to know is, is to not underestimate our tendency for us to turn away from the gospel, the truth. And secondly, we need to clearly know what gospel is and is not.
第三个，也就是在第十节，保罗所说的，就是我们要刻意的做出以福音为中心的选择，不断的选择回归福音。
And thirdly, is in verse 10, is that we need to conscientiously make a choice to live a life that is Christ-centered.
第十节，保罗问了一个问题，他说：“我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？”
So he raised a question in verse 10, saying that we are trying to please men or should I please God?
面对加拉太人离开福音去随从别的福音，面对他们的信仰危机，保罗面临了一个选择，就是到底他要去处理还是不去处理。
So to Paul, he's facing a decision that whether he needs to deal with Galatian church, the issue that they're turning away from the gospel.
处理的话，那会得罪那一批传假福音的人，从而招致报复。
So he may be hated by those people who preach the false gospel.
况且加拉太人是不是会听他的话也是个未知数。
So whether the Galatian people in Galatia, whether the believer they will listen to him is also questionable.
不处理的话，那么加拉太人势必会偏离福音越来越远。
But if you don't deal with this issue, the Church of Galatians, they were moving away from gospel further apart.
处理不处理是一个技术性的问题。
So to deal with it or not is a technical issue.
但保罗在这里并没有问到底是他要不要去处理。
But here the question Paul asks is not whether to deal with or not.
他问出了一个更深层的、更底层的一个问题。
He is asking himself a deeper question.
因为如果回答了这个问题的话，那是不是处理或者不处理，自然就解答了。
Because once you can answer the question, the technical question can also be answered.
保罗问出的底层的问题是：我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？
So the deeper question he asks is whether I should please the people or please God.
作为基督徒，我们面对像纵向的面对上帝，横向的我们面对人。
So as a Christian, vertically we have to face God, and horizontally we have to deal with people around us.
这两种的关系最理想的是什么呢？
What's the idealist situation in these two dimensions?
那如果做一件事情讨神的喜欢又讨人的喜欢，那是最理想的。
Obviously, if you do something that has approval of God and also have approval of men, then everybody will be happy.
皆大欢喜，我们去做就好了。
So everybody happy, then we can just go on and do it.
反过来说，如果又不讨神的喜欢，又不讨人的喜欢，这样的选择也容易，不去做就是了嘛。
So if there's a in the opposite end of this is that if you there's something that is that doesn't please God and doesn't please people, which is also easy, just don't do it.
但保罗却面对一个更加复杂，可能让他非常纠结的一个选择，就是得上帝的喜悦，却要不讨人的喜欢。
But Paul is facing a more perplexing issue that is when he needs to deal with a situation where he wants to have approval of God but may not be the approval of man.
那我不知道你是不是喜欢讨人的喜欢。
I don't know whether you are the ones like to be to seek the approval of man.
如果你喜欢讨人的喜欢，有的时候就要面对相同的挑战。
If you has a tendency, then you often needs to will face the same challenge.
如果要得神的心，他就要让一群人不高兴。那这群人就是后面二章六节所记载的一批非常有名望的人。
So if you want to have the proof of God, which will causing the other group of people, that is like what described in the verse chapter 2 verse 6.
保罗得罪他们，不按着他们的心意，把自己当作他们之前的障碍，把他们的成果破坏，意味着他就要承受攻击、逼迫、毁谤。
So if Paul offend them and that is against the will and destructed their work, that means he needs to carry the consequences.That's been attacked or persecuted.
但他们明显与福音不符，他们要在福音之上，要在基督在十字架上所成就的工作之上，还要添加人的努力，添加人的功德，还有添加人的好行为。
But these false teachers, they apparently are doing something against the gospel, they want to add the human works on top of the what works have done by Jesus Christ on the cross.
所以保罗的这个选择是面临极大的风险，需要极大的勇气。
So the choice that Paul needs to make is facing a great danger and requires a great courage.
当保罗来问出这个问题的时候
，So when Paul asks himself this question,
他实际上心里已经有答案了。
In fact, he has an answer already.
第十节后半句，他说：“我岂是讨人的喜欢吗？若人就讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。”
In the second half, the passage says, "If I was still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ."
他做出选择的依据是，他是上帝的仆人，他基于他的身份做出选择。
So he, the basis for his choice is that he's a servant of God, a servant of Christ. That role requires him to make certain choice.
福音必须被阐明。
The gospel needs to be clearly to be clarified.
福音必须绝对的清晰的做出区分。
The gospel needs to be clearly identified and also distinguished.
这是上帝仆人最最基本的要务，也是不容妥协的。
So this is not compromisable by the servant of God or servant of Christ.
其实我们与保罗一样，我们也要面对种种的选择。
Just like Paul, we also need to face many different decision choices.
可能我们不是像保罗这样有使徒职分的人，也不一定是牧师或者是长老。
Maybe we are not like Paul, the apostles, or we are not even like elders or pastors.
但是我们同样要面对一个选择，就是不断的刻意做出以福音为中心的这样的一个选择。
But we also need to make decisions conscientiously to live a gospel-centered life.
在偏离的时候，让福音重新来掌权，重新让福音来统御我们的一生。
So we have to let the gospel to rule our life.When we start turning moving away.
所以当我们在生活的环境当中出现问题的时候，我们对上帝的反应到底是什么样的呢？
So when we have problem in life, what's our reaction to God?
如果我们的生活环境出现问题的时候，我们对上帝感到愤怒，对自己感到愤怒，说上帝，你为什么会做这些事情？
So when we are in trouble in life, are we angry at God saying, how can you do this to me?
我是这么好的一个人，上帝你怎么能不祝福我呢？不祝福我呢？
God, how can you not bless a good man like me?
我们认为好人理所应当的受到上帝的青睐，受到上帝的祝福。
We think that it's natural for God just to bless good people like us.
你有没有发现，当我们这样认为的时候，我们是在偏离福音？
Do you see that we are actually turning away from gospel whenever we think in this way?
我们认为基督的工作是不完全的。
We think the work of Christ is not complete.
我们认为我们自己的行为是可以博得上帝的喜爱的。
We think that what we do can win the favor from God.
不知道耶稣基督实际上已经蒙上帝的喜悦，因为他钉在十字架上为我们舍己。
Not knowing that the work of Christ on the cross has done the things we want, and he has already won the favor, God's favor for us.
所以怎么样回归到以福音为中心呢？
So how can we return to this gospel-centered life?
当我们的生活环境出现问题，出现不顺，甚至许多许多的痛苦的时候，我知道我们一切的罪的刑罚是落在耶稣基督的身上。他允许这一切的发生，是为了炼净我。他且要在这试炼的当中来彰显他的爱。
So when we are in trials with challenges in life, we need to know these punishment also fall on the shoulder of the Christ. And through these trials in life, we will be purified and to experience the love of God.
你有没有被别人批评过？别人批评你的时候，你是什么样的反应？
So have you been criticized? What's your feeling when you were criticized?
你会愤愤不平吗？
Were you angry and feel unjust?
你是不是认为自己的表现是不是已经足够的好？
Or you feel I'm good enough?
任何东西来损害我的这个自我的形象，都必须予以反击或者加以毁灭。
So anything that contradicts or hurts my self-esteem or self-image, I need to fight back and destroy that force.
这是偏离福音的一些的思考，一些的倾向。
These are actually the phenomenon that is contrary to what gospel is about.
那么怎么样以福音为中心去回应别人的批评呢？
So what is the gospel way of respond to other people's criticism?
我的身份并不是基于我自己的表现。
So my identity is not based upon my performance.
而是我的身份是基于上帝在基督里面，他爱我，他接纳我。
My identity, my identity is built upon the fact that God has accepted me in Jesus Christ.
我成为基督徒是通过明白福音。
Through knowing the gospel, I become a Christian.
所以我在基督里是可以接受任何的批评的。
So in Christ, I can accept all criticisms.
因为它不会影响我在基督里的身份。
So it will not affect, because it will not affect my identity in Christ.
我在别人的心目当中或者我自己心目当中的形象实际上并没有那么重要。
So the image or the self-image, whether it's in my own mind or in other people's mind, are not that critical.
在你的祷告当中，你的祷告的成分最多的是什么？
So in your prayer, what takes up most of your prayer?
你的祷告主要是祈求。
Is that just for supplication?
或者是在困难当中，或者是困难当中的时候，在极难的时候，你祷告特别多。
Or is it, do you pray mostly when you are in trouble?
你祷告的目的主要是来控制环境，让自己心里得到平安。
Or you pray that God will control the environment for you so you can have a peaceful life?
这样的一个祷告实际上是偏离福音的。
So this type of prayer actually is moving away from the gospel.
那我们怎么样回归以福音为中心的祷告呢？
So how can we return to a gospel-centered prayer?
如果你的祷告主要是赞美和敬拜，主要目的是为了跟上帝同在，跟基督同在的话。
So if the center of your prayer is about praise and worship, and is about enjoy the presence of God,
那么你是以福音为中心的。
So you are in a gospel-centered life.
所以我们的身份还有我们的自我价值是不是基于我自己的努力工作，是不是基于我是一个好人？
So we need to look at whether we think that our identity is based upon whether I'm a good person or what I do well in at work.
你是否鄙视那些懒惰的人或者是不道德的人？
Do you look down on those people who are immoral or lazy?
你是不是看不起其他人，认为自己比他们优越？
Well, do you think you are more superior than other people, like those people?
这是偏离福音的。
Those are the attitude that is a way of gospel-centered.
那我们的身份和自我价值怎么样以福音为中心呢？
How can we base our identity with a gospel-centered view.
我的身份和我的自我价值是来自那位为罪人去死的上帝。
So my identity is based upon the one who died for us, the God who died for us.
我得救完全是出于上帝的恩典。
So my salvation is simply based upon the grace of God.
所以我不能看不起那些信仰或者行为与我不同的人。
So I cannot look down on those people who behaves differently than me.
我今天成为今天的样式，完全是因为上帝的恩典。
The reason I am myself today, I am me today, is purely because of the grace of God.
其实基督徒的刚刚的这些的例子，实际上基督徒的人生是一场这个内心当中的一场征战。
So life of Christ, life of a Christian is actually a war inside of a heart.
是一场福音跟非福音的一场征战。
In there, there is a war between gospel and the false gospel.
虽然看不见，但却是真实的。
Even though it's invisible, but they are real.
任何基督徒生活的失败都可以追根溯源，是源于福音内心福音防线的瓦解。
So any failure in our Christian life can be traced back to that defense line of this gospel.
要赢得这场征战，需要我们刻意的做出选择，不断的归回福音。
To win this war, we need to conscientiously make a decision to live a Christian, gospel-centered life.
那你可能会问说，我这个不断的在反复，不断的在失败，好像有一种无形的这种 pattern 在控制着我，好像破不了，那怎么办呢？
What if you feel that you have been tried and retried again with a pattern that seems to be failing continuously? What should we do then?
马丁路德，我们回到马丁路德，他说人的内心是有一个 default mode, 默认的模式，他就是靠行为，靠行为来称义。
So let's return to what Martin Luther mentioned, that we have a default mode that we want to use our own work to win the favor of God.
所以马丁路德在九十五条纲发动宗教改革的这个九十五条纲的第一条和最后一条这么写。
So in the first and last Martin Luther's 95 thesis is it says something like this.
他说，当我主耶稣基督说你们应当悔改时，他的意愿是希望信徒们毕生致力于悔改。
So he said that when Jesus Christ tells us you need to repent, what he's really saying is that he wants believers to continuously repenting throughout his life.
当我们偏离福音的时候，不要有罪疚感。
So we should not have that guilty feeling when we are turned away from the gospel.
立刻转回悔改，来到耶稣基督面前悔改，然后回到福音。
What you need to do is to repent immediately and back to this God, gospel-centered mode.
不要为过去的罪或者模式所辖制。
Do not be bounded by the sins or mode from your past life.
屡败屡战，不断的悔改。
Whenever you fall, stand up and fight again.
不断地回到福音当中。
Turning back to gospel again.
有意识地去发现我们生命当中偏离福音的倾向，然后在一次一次的选择当中，不断地深化对福音的认识，体验从福音而来的力量。
So we need to know our tendency that we have the tendency of to turn away from the gospel, and we can through the choice we make each time to know the gospel more clearly.
好，最后回顾一下，根据保罗，根据这一段的经文，那什么是一个以福音为中心的基督徒呢？
So I need to ask you this question according to Paul in this passage: What is a gospel-centered life? in Paul's mind.
以福音为中心的基督徒，他有三个特征。
So there are three different three characteristics of a Christian who live a gospel-centered life.
第一，他不低估自己偏离福音的倾向。
One, he does not underestimate the tendency of turning away from gospel.
靠福音得救并不等于你就是以福音为中心。
When we are saved by this gospel, it doesn't mean that we already automatically live a gospel-centered life.
第二个特征，他清晰地认识到到底什么是福音。
Second characteristic is that he knows clearly what is gospel.
福音就是耶稣基督救赎我们这些罪人。
Gospel is talking about Jesus Christ save sinners like us.
第三个特征就是他刻意不断地选择回归福音。
And thirdly is that a person conscientiously choose to return to this gospel-centered life.
他要得神的喜悦，讨神的喜欢。
A person who desire to have the approval of God.
最后问大家一个问题，就是说，如果你的人生是以福音为中心。
Lastly, I ask a question: If your life is Christ, is gospel-centered.
如果你是一个以福音为中心的基督徒。
If you are a Christian that live a gospel-centered life.
那你的生活，那你的人生会是怎么样的？
How your life ought to be in your ought to be.
Okay, 我们一起来祷告。我们用一分钟的时间来思想：如果你的人生是以福音为中心，如果你是一个以福音为中心的基督徒，那在你的生命当中会发生什么？
So let's take a minute to in our prayer to think about what could it be or what it ought to be in our life. If we are a gospel, we live a gospel-centered life.
你的工作，你的家庭，我们这个教会会发生什么？
What would happen in your work, at work, or in your family life?
那我们一起来思想。
Let's reflect upon this.